You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to Oh, Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to go to Russia with love and back to Detroit. You're wondering, what the heck is all that all about? We have an awesome guest. His name is Vlade Rodopel, but you probably know him better as the Russian dog wizard. He's also been called the Dr. Phil of dog training. He's going to be talking to us today about something called Doglish and a whole bunch of other good things to make your dog's tail wag with excitement. Hey, Vladdy, welcome to Oh, Behave.
Hello, Arden. Hello, everybody who is hearing me, listening to me right now. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I will talk a lot of interesting things, and it will be straight to the point answers.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Oh, Behave on Pet Life Radio.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we have Vlade Rodopel, also known as the Russian Dog Wizard. He's on our show today, and I've got to tell you, he's quite an amazing man. He came from Russia. He's now in the Detroit area, but his talents when it comes to canines are global. In fact, he's been called the Dr. Phil of dog training, and he has a secret weapon. It's called Doglish. But before we get to that, I think we all deserve and need to know a little bit about who this Vlade really is. Vlade, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be here, Arden. Let me tell you and everyone who is listening to me right now a little bit about my bio. Yes, I came from Russia with Russia. Yes, with love. Yeah, I am great grandson of the famous Russian biologist who was conducting Pavlov type of research with the farm animals. As a child, I was observing how my grandfather was playing with little coyotes, little foxes, little wolves. And I think that type of the love to the animals and the knowledge about the pack behavior was inherited to me, you know, from that time.
What's your grandfather's name? I know he's in the
his
great...
His name is, yes, his last name is Viskvarko, and the first name is Georgi. He was conducting Pavlov type of research. That's what I meant. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, my dog is much better. Soon I will reveal that secret weapon. But as for now, that's what it is. So back in the Russia, I was engaged in a lot of interesting things, like doing dog sport. I was participating in the Russian shoots and, like, in America, Super Bowl of the dog training, you know.
Okay.
And I won, actually, a couple of times. And I trained the dog for a lot of agencies, including Russian government, even for KGB, but this is Don't Tell Anyone. Yeah.
No, don't worry. Nobody will listen. We won't.
No,
I think KGB, doesn't KGB stands for Kibble and
KGB,
a Great Bowl?
KGB, the former Soviet Intelligence Service. Come on. This is the FBI and CIA together.
I thought it was Kibble and a Great Bowl. See what I know.
Oh, no. And trust me, they still have big ears. Okay,
yeah.
And the long hand, and the long hands. So we have to just, you know, switch the topic. Anyway.
No problem.
Anyway, yes, I trained for probably those for 15 type of the services, and that one was one of them. Plus, trained dog for on the Russia-China border, like custom dogs, trained dogs for police, and for Russian special forces, like jumping from aircraft dogs and such and such. So you know what? After all that experience, you know, I came in this country, and all that I do right now, stopping the dogs from peeing, pooping, jumping, growling, barking. I mean, it's like you ask brain surgeon to put the shot in the dog's butt. It's so simple. I cannot tell you how simple it is. And that is why, plus I have a fundamental education. I'm European certified dog trainer behaviorist. I was certified in my native state of Moldova, which is near Ukrainian and Polish.
Very cold
yeah,
climate.
Yeah. And for some reason, everybody, when he thinks about the Russia, he thinks about, like, you know, like white bears walking the empty streets, and everyone is so dismal there. It's not. It's not.
Well,
we're
not
the great
dismal
people.
You are anything but dismal. You put a lot of energy in your life. You've helped out thousands of people. Hey, I've even seen you on the David Letterman show.
Yeah. Did you see how I train him?
Yeah,
I put the leash on him. And I said, let me show you, David, how I train my clients. So you will be pretend dog, and your name would be Labrador Retriever Max. He looked at me and said, no, I want to be the collie. I said, excuse me, the only Democrats dogs I know, they're lab, and the rest of them Republicans. He said, okay, I will be lab. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna reveal one secret right now. As we're doing the show right now on the all Fox stations across the country, we're running dogs presidential campaign. So what I did, I basically matched every candidate for presidency in the United States with the dog characteristics. So I matched the breed.
Oh, this is great. Let's do it. Let's go through. All right, you want to do the Republican front runners first and then the Democrat
front runners? That's the few who you love most.
No, I'm an independent, you know.
All right. Okay, so who you want to ask me about?
Okay, let's talk about Mitt Romney. What kind of dog is he?
Mitt Romney is a Great Dane.
And why do you say that?
Because he's a big, because he's a handsome, because he's he's a. It's important in this country to be handsome. Come on, that's what Bill Clinton was chosen long ago.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I am on TV all the time.
You are a hottie. I know you're a hottie. You're a Russian dog.
My mom always will keep telling me that I'm not going to die from one thing, from self modesty. But but my ambition has a really base for that. But anyway, yes, he's a Great Dane.
Mitt Romney. All right. So what about?
Yeah, but you know, there is some drawback to be Great Dane. So in other words, he can be sometimes, be aggressive, you know, especially with the dogs of the same sex. And that could be a big problem, you know.
Okay.
And
what about,
go ahead.
What about John McCain? I'm curious about him.
He's a German shopper. He's a loyal guy. He's a German shopper, okay? He's a very good on the security. He can be very aggressive.
Ooh, okay. All right. Now,
give me Democrats.
Okay, you know I'm going to ask Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is combination of she's the Cocker Spaniel and the pit bull in Labrador skin.
Oh,
what I mean by that?
Gosh.
He should be Labrador because Labrador is a Democrat dog.
Yeah.
But you touch her and you will see pit bull face. And you know what? This is maybe for some of people maybe think it's negative, but I got to tell you. But to live in the human or canine pack, it's a very important to be assertive on the issues. Listen, if any canine female knows just by being nice girl, she's never going to get a prestigious and spacious den, okay? So every canine female knows if she would like to lead the pack, if she decided to lead the pack, she doesn't care if she is what her gender is. She doesn't care if she is female, in other words, or she's Democrat. All what she cares, she is the dominant bitch, and that's what it is. It's so important to be alpha female in the relationship with another male in the human pair. And I think Hillary is very qualified for that.
I think this is the one exception where you could call a political candidate a bitch and get away with it because you're talking about a Cocker Spaniel, Pit Bull, and a Labrador skin. So I think that's
exactly.
I even
mentioned on TV. So
now we got two other front runners in the Democratic slate. John Edwards. How do you see him?
He's a poodle. You know,
poodle.
I love the poodle. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
He's the poodle. Edward is the poodle. I would love to have a poodle. If there is not such a factor involved in this country when the man owning the poodle, it's separate.
Real men do own poodles, though, right?
Oh, yeah. But you know, a poodle, as we both know, is the smartest breed. It is like Page Z of the dog kingdom. And on the negative part, pit bull can be sometimes too nosy and too hyper.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
It is.
Now we have saved Obama Barack for last.
I think he's a more remind me Afghan hound, you know, but puppy one. You know, as every puppy, we have a hope, inspiration, and all these things, and sometimes clownish and things like that. But, you know, he's a good guy, and, Afghan hound can be a very nice dog. Among the trainers have a reputation with a low intelligence when it comes to their obedience training.
Okay.
You know.
Have you shared your dog counterpart thought process with these candidates yet?
I shared with KGB first.
Okay, of course, you have to. Yeah, you have to definitely do that.
I called Vladimir Putin and asked him his approval first. He was on the Time magazine, as a matter of fact. Did you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he was.
Well, you know what?
My comparison? You can ask me about something else. Another one is Chihuahua. What is his name? Dennis?
Oh, yeah. What about Huckleby? We forgot about Huckleby. Yeah.
Huckabee, Mike Huckabee?
Yeah, I forgot about
him. He would be foxhound.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be. I mean, why? Because foxhound is they play very well with its pack. Foxhound is almost democratic dogs. They love everybody. They think everybody is a good guy, wants to be friendly with everyone. You know, that's type of his strongest weapon. I would like to also talk about Julian.
Wait, what's his downside to being a foxhound?
Foxhound, you know, as every hound, can be it's just one job dog. Basically, he cannot do multiple tasks. He just can focusing on one task at a time.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe if he's just the president and not a, you know, not a canine bakery chef, maybe he could do the job. But if he tried to do both, he may not be able to make it, right?
Exactly. I'm not talking. Yeah, that's my perception about foxhound. So.
All right.
Now,
well, you know what? I got to tell you. Oh, yes. I forgot. You know more
Giuliani,
about politics. Yeah.
Yeah. Giuliani would be. He would be a greyhound, Italian greyhound.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, and they are very loyal. They don't bark too much, but if they bark, they mean the business, because they can be, even though they're small, they can be good watchdog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they lack of the loyalty, you know. When they see something attractive is moving, you know, they just can breaks away and catch that stuff with the speed of Russian satellite guided.
Are you talking about his love life and his marriages here, or what?
I'm talking about Italian Greyhound. He has a strong predator instinct. You know, he can like to chase, and whatever you feel, we think. If you read something between the lines, it's up to you.
Oh, very diplomatic. You've been really KGB trained. I'm impressed.
I was. So, be careful.
Well, I want everybody to know we are speaking with Vlade Roitapel, who is known as the Russian Dog Wizard. He has an amazing
world
website.
World famous Russian Dog Wizard.
World famous, pardon me. ControlYourPet.com.
ControlYourPet.com, people. If your dog is taking you for a walk, jump at you, growling, bite, whatever it is, I have an ultimate solution. You can go to ControlYourPet.com. No kissing and hugging. Just ControlYourPet.com. You will find all those solutions in my amazing DVD, Obedience for Life.
And you have been here in the United States, I guess, since 1995. You came from
about
Russia.
10 years, yeah. I was here about 10 years, and
what
I enjoyed
made you
this
land
country.
In, how did you get to Detroit? I mean, are you like a Motown singer and on the side?
No, I just think, you know, by that time, the economics in Michigan, right now, it's really, really sucks. But before, it was a so great state, and we really had a thriving economics. I think the American government decided that it's going to be a good match for me here. So because I did not reveal them, so I'm the famous dog trainer. Because you know, it's. I even didn't know that my expertise would be so. Honestly, I haven't even knew. So people in this country have so many problems with their pets, and we can talk about that why, but I think I have an answer to that.
Well, that's a great, we're going to take a quick break because we're going to address that. Folks, you're listening to Obehave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are speaking with the world-famous Russian dog wizard, Vlade Roitapel, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back. We are listening to Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have the world-famous Russian dog wizard, Vlade Roydepel, with us. And I don't speak Russian, but I don't think it matters, because what you're going to try to help our listeners with is to speak a very important and little-known language called Doglish. Can you explain that, Vlade?
Yes, and I'm going to share that secret in 1 minute. But before I go into that, let me tell them and you why I believe in this country, which is, I strongly believe, the best country in the world. But when it comes to the raising the kids or pets, which is basically almost the same, we have so many problems. I think kids and pets out of control has become the symptoms of American society. And let me tell you why.
All right.
Okay, because I think people in this country, you know, for the people in this country, democracy is the reign supreme. People in this country like to treat everyone equally, and kids and parents and teachers and students, even Martha Stewart and Saddam Hussein, even humans and the dogs. Let me rediscover for you the old truth. If you treat your dog as the human people, your dog will eventually treat you as the dog. And so many people confused democracy with permissiveness and love with indulging, and the dogs confuse their kindness for weakness and take advantage of them and run their home and their lives. So they call me to rescue, and I tell them, listen, I will rescue from your own pet, because, you know, from the love to the hate, sometimes it's one step. People love their pets. The pets start to pee, poops, jump, bite, and now they hate it. So they call me to rescue them. I say, I got to rescue it. But you have to follow the rules.
Okay, and give my us rules, the rules.
Yeah, and my rules are, I mean, let me reveal for you three major rules which I always apply in the place. And I did not create those rules. I am not the creator, a messenger. So don't shoot me, please. So rules came from canine society, from the doggy mom. Doggy mom knows better how to raise their child.
Right.
Number one rule, canine mom never say anything which she cannot enforce. Canine mom always reinforce what she say. Canine mom never repeat what she says. Canine mom says once in the form of growling, and after she snaps, it is a human mom sometimes tells to its kids and canine kids so many times without any consequences. So the first thing the people should do, a little bit down with democracy, which is maybe great things for the humans, for some humans. But yeah, we know that. I mean, I'm not politic. I can tell the truth as it is, you know, which is a great thing for the most humans. But when it comes to the dogs, people, your dogs need as much democracy as the penguins need underwear in the Russian winter. I got to tell you that. Now let's talk about the doglish. Yeah. I talk to the dog in the dog language, doglish. And again, when the people go to my website, which is controlyourpet.com, or just Google Russian Dog Wizard, it will come up my web page. They can see all those secrets revealed in my DVD, Obedience for Life. But I would like to give them three major, I would say, let's talk about the tone of voices, which is one of the more important things. The rest of them they can find there.
Yeah, and especially since we're on our radio show, this is a really good service to our listeners. So go ahead, Vlade, I'm all ears.
Thank you. So the dogs vocally communicate in three ways. High-pitched tone of voice is always associated with happiness. Instead of saying, good boy, good girl, a lot of men have problem with that. My female clients told me they can't even praise them right. So you have to say, yeah, because, I mean, come on, good owners and like a good manager, so you need to tell the people, good girl, good boy, high pitch, good girl, good boy. The dog is hearing, oh, that's canine way of happiness. That's a canine mom praising a child.
Do it again, because that
good
was very
girl, good. Good girl, good Eden, good girl, oh.
My two dogs are listening to you. You've got both of my dogs here, Chipper and Cleo, and they're like, we love him. We love him.
Yeah. I'm not a bad guy. Nothing is really involved in anything. I'm a very good guy. As a matter of fact, I'm more firm on the owners and the dog's owners because they're more hard-headed than their pets, and changing them is much, much difficult because prior to coming to me, they had maybe 20, 50 years of life experience. Their dogs had just a couple of years. You know?
Yep.
So it's easy to change them rather than to train the old dogs to do new tricks. Anyway, by opposite, when you disapprove something, don't say, no, no, no. I truly believe most dogs in this country think the world knows their nickname because people use it so many times without consequences. You have to tell them in canine vocabulary, ah, and the dog will hear, that's the sounds the dog is hearing. Now, if you will add to that sharp movements forward, which is invasion of personal space, and as you make that sound, you froze. Freezing means if you make one another move, I'm going to bite. The dogs bite after they freeze, frozen. So if you do it simultaneously, it's create tremendous disciplinary effect. You see, you don't need to grab 2x4 or do any abusive actions. You just need to talk to the dog in their language.
Exactly.
And I'm barking commands. Instead of saying, let's go, I say, let's go. Down. Sit. So it's kind of more like brief type of the conversation when I'm giving commands. Also,
yeah,
there are a lot of things. People can find the DVD. There is if you short lean over the shoulders means seat, long lean over the shoulders means down, moving forward one thing, moving backwards another thing. It's so interesting thing.
Well, what you're talking about, it sounds like that is a couple of things. One, the tone is very important, but secondly is the consistency in what you're doing so that you and your dog are learning the same language and actually communicating more clearly and consistently, correct?
At the same level. You're absolutely right. At the same level. Don't expect your dog's people learn English, okay? You should learn the doglish because you are more developed species, okay?
There you go.
And we humans have every means, everything to successfully communicate to the pets. All what we don't have is the tail. The rest of things we have, so we can show and indicate. It's very spectacular what I am doing, and again, people can Google me, Russian Dog Wizard, or go to controlyourpet.com and find everything about me.
Well, I think it's a very, very important because you made an amazing point. I hear people everywhere saying, no, no, no. And like you say, that could be a dog's nickname. You actually have to communicate to the dog to let them know what they should be doing. And no means nothing, correct?
Exactly. Dogs communicate through the action, not just through the words. It's no matter what you say. Of course, you can say in the way the dog would understand, but it's matter what you've done. Every species in this world, including people, your husbands, your boyfriends, girlfriends, kids, dogs, whosoever, needs to know where their fence line is. If you don't show it to them, they will show it to you. And you cannot show it by inaction. You can show it by action. But again, action should be something, don't get me wrong, with any kind of abusive actions, whatever. You know, it should be like dog talk. Canine conversation. You say, you froze, you act. In my conversation, I'm using my human hands as the canine teeth. If I need to correct, I use the special acupuncture points, and I kind of make short movements with my hand, like imitating dog bites. But sometimes it's unnecessary, because if you do right first part, vocally communicate right, you don't even need to go to another physical level.
Well, that's great. Now, when it comes to teaching people, who do you see as your better paw pupil, men or women?
I think it's never be a behavior problem in pets, never a problem for their husbands, because their husband's never home.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, of course, you know. But the woman, yeah, they are much diligent, and they want to do. See, the man takes it as a personal failure. He's failure. He say, oh no, you know. He takes an offensive mood. Too offensive, maybe defensive, whatever you call it properly in English. But the woman just, you know, they realize they did something wrong, and you know they want to change it, you know. But it's again, there is two different type of the people. Some people wants to change the things, but they don't want to think anything to change. They want to eat their cake and have it too. You know,
okay.
You and I know, you know, it's okay when the dogs jump on the furniture, for instance, and sleep in your bed as long as they behave well. But if they don't behave well, you know, you have to cut out these privileges. And sometimes you tell the people about that, and they look at you just, you like just ask them to commit the murder, you know? You just tell them, take your dog out of the, I mean, come on. I mean, yesterday I had one person who had two dogs, Labrador and Rottweiler. So how he said to me, one is Democrat, another Republican. That's what he kept them in separate cages. But yeah, but
gosh.
The thing is, yeah. Besides, they fighting between themselves. The Republican one, which is Rottweiler, beat the person 12 times. So I said to him, "Listen, I mean, where does your dog sleep?" I ask that lady, and she said, "Well, in my bed." I said, "Listen, if I slept with you in your bed, I would not listen to you either." You know. And after that, you know, when I said, take that dog from the bed, she said, "Listen, but he laughs. He wants to sleep in the bed. He will be too sad." I said, "Listen, he already beat you 12 times. He needs to be 12 times dead already for the thing which he done to you. What you talking about? When you lose your head, don't cry about the hair. Take the dog out of the bed."
I think what you're saying, Vladdy, because you are from Detroit, and there is that song called R-E-S-P-E-C-T from, you know, your singer there. I think what you're saying is people need to realize that our dogs, as much as we love them, and they are members of our family, they actually have to earn privileges, and they still need to know who's the benevolent but consistent leader.
Exactly. And you know what? Dogs, as the kids, they want to know. Every day, They look in the owner's eyes every morning and say, "Are you there? Are you my leader right now?" Because once the human become the leader for them, their life momentarily becomes different. They become more calm, relaxed, so they don't need to worry about everything, anything. I always ask my clients, "When was your prime time of life?" They said me, "Well, before 18. I said, "You know why? Because you didn't have too much responsibilities. Responsibilities makes you and dogs unhappy. The more responsibilities you take, the less your dog will have, and the more happy he will be. I learned in the long run, your dog will be very more happy, more obedient. He doesn't need to make all those decisions. He just will follow your orders like it was in the dogs. His mom's pack. His mom sometimes growls, sometimes licks, sometimes snaps, you know, and he was happy about that. My dear, I hate to tell you, but I have to go because I have to continue to do the Fox Network, all these things regarding presidential campaign. So we will be in the air probably 40 minutes from now.
But
I would like to thank you very much for having me and allowing me to share in my way how I view the relationship, healthy relationship between the pets and the owners. I love the dogs more than anything in this world. My wife was my client long ago, and everything that I achieved was thankful to the animals and thanks to the dog. But I always balance that love with discipline and structures. My dog walks with me everywhere I go without leash. You know why? Because they behave. If they behave, I take them with me everywhere to go. That's what my business, Alternative Canine Training in Michigan, where we are teaching our clients' dogs, we're turning them basically to be acceptable member of our human society, where we can take them with us everywhere with confidence, and the dogs are not becoming prisoners in our backyard or under house arrest.
I am very happy that you have come from Russia to help us out here in America and people everywhere in the world. We are listening to Vlade Rotopel, the world-famous Russian dog wizard. He's got a zip-off now, but I want to thank you again for being a guest on our show. And we want everyone to go to www.controlyourpet.com.
No kissing and hugging. Control your pet. See, when you control your pet, you can after kiss and hug, but not before. You see,
that's right.
Yes, that's very important for us to understand. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I wish you would maybe invite me next time, and I will share
definitely.
More tips and suggestions.
All right. Thank you very much, Vlade.
Thank you.
We are listening to Obehave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we had a great guest here, Vlade Roydepel. And I also want to thank my producer for making this show possible. You can learn more about Vlade. He's got some DVDs and audio CDs on controlyourpet.com. And if you'd like to know any more about this show or transcripts of this show or any other show on Pet Life Radio Network, just zip over to petliferadio.com and click on the Obehave Show. And if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a show, please email me at arden@petliferadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Obehave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.